Learning programming. Is it worth it? Unfortunately, you don't have to tell anyone about it. You just do it on the side to relax without taking it too seriously. Buy yourself a beautiful keyboard, maybe a mechanical keyboard with cool and funny keys, and get the 8GB Raspberry Pi Canna kit for $150, and one or two $90 monitors, but don't forget the micro HDMI cables. Install Node.js, maybe install X Screensaver as well, and turn on the X Matrix Screensaver. And take a break. Set it all up nice and beautiful, and then let the damn thing haunt you from the corner of your house. The programming language you will be learning is called JavaScript. It is the most popular programming language in the world. It will be around for many decades. And the first thing is just to create your Hello World program that just contains one line. console.log hello world. Then make it executable with chmod plus x hello-world.js and watch it print hello world in your Linux terminal. In terms of knowledge, this thing will be more powerful than your entire high school education. Hello world, that is your foot into programming. Grab a book about programming JavaScript or programming Node and learn about functions and loops and type up some example code. Just relax, it's all just a game. Later, you will need to get used to GitHub. The web is full of GitHub tutorials, it's not that hard. GitHub represents your resume. You want to have between 100 and 1,000 programs. That sounds a lot, but actually your program will consist of multiple libraries, so creating one single program can oftentimes mean 10 GitHub repositories. It's very cool. They all have to be little gems, like you can find on microjs.com. Make sure to create a test.js with every one of your programs so that you can throw a bunch of stuff at your program to see if everything works. And use the type module in your package.json. This way you can use modern JavaScript imports instead of the old school require statements. And again, keep it all small, small and perfect. You can create servers that you can explore with your browser. You can create command line utilities that you can publish to NPM and then install on any computer with Node. The whole NPM thing is just a directory of public programs and libraries. It goes really well with GitHub, especially when it comes to the quality of your resume. Try to create text games, WikiWikis, little Linux programs that help you analyze text. Spend some time using different APIs to automate YouTube, or make your toaster tweet nonsense. It is all just fun. It's all really cool. Once you have a lot of programs, maybe just 30, 100 maybe too much, and 1,000 is just weird, then think of your GitHub as a resume. It won't take too much more to get a job as a programmer, maybe some certification, though only if you like that kind of thing. It's really fun to take classes about things that you already have mastered. It's very relaxing. Then brush up on weird parts of JavaScript by looking at JavaScript interview questions. And then people will start paying you for playing with computers. It is an amazing experience. Just, you know, keep it short. You will have to build your own company. You can't just work for somebody else. And then change the world. Everything that you will do here, from your first cool keyboard onward will reinforce your unique mind. Learning programming is a very narrow and straight road. Day after day, you just continuously increase in power. There are no forks in the road, no stupid tests, and the knowledge you internalize is always appreciated. Finally, your elder self will never seriously say, "Oh my gosh, like, why am I a programmer? What the hell was the younger me thinking?" You'll say it plenty of times as a cheerful joke, though. Programming is really cool, even if you just do it for fun. It is like the ultimate form of meditation and entertainment.